This is Twit.
I take one vitamin, $60 a month, that's supposed to make me live forever.
One for $60 a month?
No, I take many vitamins. Oh, this is like pill pack.
It is like pill pack. This is called Care Of.
Okay.
And it's just vitamins, not anything else. And I
think Lisa might have done this.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she like it?
Yeah.
I like it so far.
Because you know why she hates going through her... Oh, look!
Yeah,
she did that. Yeah.
She did, and it said, hi, Lisa, or did it say, hi, Megan?
Because it said, hi, Megan, which is weird.
So I have a little note here. These aren't today's vitamins. I already took today's vitamins. It says, today's challenge, go for a walk today and leave your phone at home. Unplug it.
So does it say something different every day, or does it say that every day?
No, it's let's try another
one. You're
gonna
ruin your
fortune. Calendar. No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted.
This is nice.
So here's the app that goes along with it. Care Of. The vitamins range from $5 to $25 a month.
They prescribe, right?
Right.
You tell them what you want.
Yeah, you tell them, like, I want healthy skin. I want to age gracefully. I have stress with my boss. Things like that. I don't really have stress with my boss, but oh wait, that's a different
thing. I'm not your boss.
That's
true. Your co-worker.
Oh yeah, I don't have stress
I'm
with
your
my boss.
Colleague.
I have stress with my colleague.
Colleague.
So I took my vitamins this morning. So I say, take
press
vitamins.
Okay.
I'm taking ashwagandha. They also asked me if I was open to Eastern medicine, and so I was.
Is ashwagandha made in Wakanda?
No, I don't think so. Oh, it gave it. So I took my vitamins and it says, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And I've taken 11 packs so far. So you can tell already in my healthy skin. And then it says so I've taken 10 packs of vitamin D. And allegedly, after taking vitamin D for a week and a half, you may not be feeling much change. That's normal. Vitamin D supports the body's ability to absorb calcium from both food and supplements, which then supports bone health.
Can I just tell you, after taking vitamin D for 5 years, you may not notice any difference either. I never get sick, though, and I don't know if that's just a healthy constitution or the fact that I take all these supplements.
It's a mystery. So it's like we may be just throwing money down the drain.
They call it expensive pee.
Yeah.
And you're not throwing it down the drain.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so the ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha. That sounds like
a brain.
Oh, is that a root or a mushroom? I take a lot of mushrooms. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah.
It might be. A 2016 study published in Experimental Gerontology demonstrated evidence that ashwagandha supports brain health and might have neuroprotective benefits. So
might,
by taking it now.
Is the key word.
You might very well be protecting your brain for the future.
You know, what happened here is at some point the supplement companies got to the FDA and convinced them, you don't need to regulate over-the-counter supplements. You don't need to test them for safety and effectiveness. So I guess they're somewhat tested for safety, but there's no evidence that they're effective. And a lot of vitamins are on kind of scant research. On the other hand...
Why not? Well,
I take a ton of them. I take so many vitamins, my pee is green. No, I take a lot. I take a multi. I take a mushroom supplement, which is for immune health. C, B complex, D.
And it's all in one vitamin?
No.
Oh,
you should see the handful of pills. I'm kind of like Ray Kurzweil. I just...
Yeah, there's like 5 or 6 pills in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's about as many as I take.
Yeah. So the $25 pills
that's
are
not bad.
Prenatal. $25 for a month.
We know prenatal vitamins are important. Folic acid, things like that. There are definitely prenatal vitamins people should take.
Yeah, for sure. But I think that most of them are cheaper than that and cheaper than buying the giant thing of
really?
You know, well,
because they're more convenient too. Because one of the things Lisa and I hate is once a week we have to get our little pill box out and dole out the vitamins into it. And I do that because otherwise I'll forget or I won't, you know, it's even more complicated if you don't do that. That's so much easier. That's why Lisa liked that.
Yeah. And I also don't have big bottles of expired vitamins that, you know,
another good
stop
point.
Taking
yeah.
because I, you know.
We have a lot of that. We have a whole shelf of
so it's cheaper in that
vitamins.
Sense. I got the first month free somehow. I don't know, you know, but then not because I was going to talk about it because I found some online.
That's just the deal.
Yeah. First month free. So, but I'm going to keep doing it because you know why? I like to try new things.
I don't see the harm in it, I guess, except for the damage to your pocketbook. But if you can afford it, I think there are some vitamins C and D we know have some benefit, and B, the mushrooms maybe not so much.
The ashwagandha.
I don't know what that is. Is that a root? I don't know what that is. Anyway, that's cool.